Live from the Comcast studios, this is WDVE Pittsburgh.
And now, Jim Crane and Randy Bauman.
So the Tiger Woods stuff, he's shirtless on the cover of the new Vanity Fair, but this was a picture taken a long time ago. GQ, not Vanity Fair,
is when he was 21.
Right.
He made these jokes. You know, racist a bit and off color and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, a nerdy guy trying to be funny.
One of the jokes, what I can't figure out is why so many good-looking women hang around baseball and basketball. Is because, you know, people always say that, like, black guys have big ones. Like,
you know, he laughs, you know, afterwards, too.
It's true.
Isn't that funny, Val? That's funny.
I'm kind of black. And Tiger said that lesbians have sex faster than gay men because they're always going 69.
Isn't that funny?
Funny? Seriously.
Want to go to Vegas with me?
It's the DVE Morning Show.
It's 6 o'clock at DVE. Snow today. It's 22 now at DVE.
Coming up at sports, Mike Tomlin assesses how he intends to fix the Steelers and acknowledges that anything's possible.
It's the DV Morning Show. Jim Crenn, Randy Bauman. Good morning, everybody. Another frigid morning here in the Berg.
I always know it's good when I see Mike. I know he made it in from Harrisburg.
Couldn't be bad. Yeah.
He actually rides on a dog sled and I have to feed the dogs. The Huskies.
Needed a dog sled for the first part of my trip today.
The Huskies are all outside. I feed them all for Mike, and I'm ready to get home. So, yeah, dog sled, Mike.
Once you get past that Allegheny County line, apparently the snow removal is
lacking.
Not as good as inside the Allegheny County line.
You get more snow out there, though, in the band. Just, you know, just a little further out.
Yeah, you're approaching the Laurel Highlands, I think.
Yeah, you're in that snow belt area.
Yeah, I'm tired of shoveling it, I can tell you that.
I'll bet.
No. I wish it would just snow like 8 inches one day and then not.
I normally like the winter, but I'm getting a little sick of this. I got to be honest.
I got news for you. Just started.
Yeah,
it just started.
You got a lot more to go.
And up in the Erie, you were just up there over the holiday.
It's
they get like
brutal
blanketed.
Right now.
I mean, that's like this is nothing for you in
nothing.
Erie, right?
8 inches fell the night before. Just overnight, they got 8 inches.
Does the local news up there, are they as dramatic as the news here?
Not as bad.
I mean, really, Mikey, I'm watching. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, it's January in Pittsburgh, guys. Calm it down. You dial it down a notch. Jeez. You know?
They lead with it, too, I noticed.
They lead with it. And they scare me after a while. They scare me. Then I realize, wait a second, I've been living in Pittsburgh my whole life. It's January. That's what happens. We get through it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying yesterday. It's like, back in the day, you'd get 3 or 4 inches, and it would be like, oh, okay. Now it's you get an inch. There's a winter weather advisory.
Oh, my God.
There's a logo, and there's multiple live shots.
A crawl on the bottom of the screen.
You have the hockey mask and a knife chasing you. It's crazy.
It's what they do. It's how they suck you in. They make you think it's going to be worse than it's actually going to be, and then you keep watching.
Stop scaring me, Cropper.
I had enough. But I'll tell you what. There were reports on the national news last night. I watched the CBS Evening News and the ABC Evening News, and both of them led off with, hey, by the way, this is bad all over the world, and everybody says it's going to be like this for a long time, that we're in for a long slog of a winter.
Did you see that town in, I think it was New York, that's had like 58 inches of snow in the past week and a half or something?
That's shoveling.
Yeah,
it was like over people's
cars.
You
can't complain.
Yeah, so we don't have that much to worry about here in Pittsburgh, comparatively.
Like Watertown, New York, and those places.
Yeah, and Rome, New York, and all those places. Yeah.
Amherst.
Binghamton, New York. I remember doing stand-up in those days, back in the day, and I just remember walls of snow. I remember driving walls of snow. I was like, what's this all about?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, this is normal.
There must
stretch
not
of 17 up there is just a mess.
There must not be milk or bread in any grocery store right now.
I know. They scared me. I bought it all. I bought all the milk and bread.
Don't worry, folks. We'll get through it together.
I actually watched this show on History Channel. It's Armageddon Week. And they had that Armageddon thing, one of the shows of, like, what would happen, okay, if this pandemic, this big thing happens where people, 100 million people die, okay, and all that in the U.S. And they had, like your survival skills. Like, you know, you have no electricity, you have no nothing. It's just you. And if you were, you know, a regular, I thought about that. As a DJ, I don't contribute anything I'd be done. Because, like, everybody grouped together and everyone had a skill. And I'd be like, what do I do? A time and temperature? They'd have to go to me for time and temperature. That'd be all I have.
You would entertain, Jim.
I'd have to entertain. That's
it. You would keep the mood light.
I keep
everybody.
Keep them light as they're trying to get us potatoes so we can live.